This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pain Free Friday. Pharrell stolen out. Minutes on the mahogany. Waxing it up. 100, 200. A bad seed. A burgundy. A bad apple. A bad attitude. Hammered. Bad at a bad tape. Bad law. Bad who. Bad breath. Bad attitude. Bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Palatial. Right across the river and through the woods somewhere, Granny loves a little 309 OG hybrid in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion. Shake it up, do the fudge a party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess this has inside of my brains. Splattered all over Manhattan. I'm so hot for her and she's so cold. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell with your boy Carver High this afternoon. Mafia running it with AJ Foyt on a weekender. Kickstart your heart. Let's do a birthday roll call. Kyle Fuller, 32. Haseem Tabeet, 37. Alexei Morozov, 47, with Amon Green. Eric Burns, 48. Jerome Bettis, the bus. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round at 52. Super Bowl champion. Larry Jones, 53, with Anthony Abrams. Tim Costo, double nickel. Cecil Gray, 56. John Valentin, 57. Mark Price, 60. He could shoot. Brett Brown, 63. John McEnroe, 65, getting the social security checks, Carver High. Your boy McEnroe going to the mailbox. Kelly Trepuka as well, getting the social security checks. Herb Williams, he's a year into it, 66. George Martin, 71. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. The Grizzlies beat the Bucks last night because Milwaukee went fishing before the game and decided not to play hard at all in Memphis, 113-110. They couldn't even get a shot off at the end. And we welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Byline, and their affiliates out of San Fran, D-Pack holding it down for us. Doc Rivers ripping the Bucks after the game. I love it. The Bucks signed Danilo Gallinari for the rest of the season. He can shoot and do nothing else. The Warriors beat the Jazz 140-137. Cover! Colin Sexton misses the three to tie it at the end. How about Clay coming off the bench? Thompson, a 35-burger off the bench. I guess he didn't like being benched. The T-Wolves humiliate Portland 128-91. That'll be the last time I ever bet on the Blazers in a game this year. Honest to Christ. Anthony Edwards had a big game. You know, it's funny. Every day they say Anthony Edwards is injured and he's questionable day to day. And then he has 50 points. You know, he had 38, 45, 50, 75, 100 points. But he's always injured, allegedly. Gabe Morenci will join us this very hour from Vancouver. Plus, Justin Termini from SiriusXM NBA Radio. He's at the All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis. Odds to win the Great American Race. Carver High is stoked for the Daytona 500. I am rooting for Marty Truex Jr. for apparent reasons. All-Star Weekend in Indiana, All-Star Game odds, All-Star Game overs, All-Star Game MVP odds, three-point contest odds, dunk contest odds, Curry versus Enescu. Those odds for the three-point little contest, he and she. Odds to win the East, odds to win the West. We got it all for you today on C2C. Purdue beat Minnesota, but how about the Gophers, Carver High? 21-3 against the spread this year. Here's a tip. Bet on Minnesota every time they play. Number 18, St. Mary's beat Pepperdine 103-59. Spank down. FAU over Temple, but they didn't cover. Rutgers beat Northwestern, but didn't cover by a hook. UCLA beat Colorado at Pauley by 4 and covered. USC beat Utah at the Galen Center. I almost fell over. USC won a game. How about how they're talking about Bronny playing with the Lakers next year? Like, is that the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard in your life? That they're going to let that kid, who no more belongs in the NBA than I do, to play with the Los Angeles Lakers so they can keep his daddy happy? Nepotism City right here, Carver High, today on C2C. Caitlin Clark breaks NCAA record. Jesus, did she ever. This chick went off for 49 last night and was hitting daggers from the logo at half court. Tonight's games, there's a bunch of them. We'll hit them all. Saturday's huge games. We're going to hit all of those, as well as talk to Coach Young on the lion's share. The Maui Invitational will return to Honolulu and Lahaina in November. UConn, UNC, Iowa State, Auburn, Dayton, Colorado, Memphis, and Michigan State will be in the field. I hope Tom Izzo gets sunburned. Also today, Davis Lee Roth Matic will join us with his decisions for the day. We always like to talk to Davis Lee Roth from Fantasy Sports Today and Coast to Coast. We got today in Carver High history, a fan favorite here on C2C. Rich Sermonello with a Maxwell Minute announcing the NFL winners that they'll be honoring at next month's event. One of the funny things ever was one of the top guys from the Maxwell Club was at the Super Bowl, Carver High, and he was over standing at the Tony Bruno show that I was doing, let's just say, uncensored on Friday at the media center. And the look on this guy's face when I dropped 150,000 bombs on the air in an hour, the look on this guy's face, I'm like, you know, Rich Sermonello does my TV show all the time on Sports Grid. This guy looked like someone stole his car. When I looked at his face, like, he had that face, like, I got it for you. I'll give you a little version of him reacting to me. Never heard of me. Seeing me for the first time ever. Driving by three. Oh, that was, or one of these. I mean, this guy, you should have seen his face. It was awesome. I'm glad that I upset him and his entire family. Jimmy G suspended 2 games for violating the PED policy. I just wanted to say that I'm on PEDs today because I have a massive green lube cough and cold. I am on every drug known to man. Steroids, are you kidding me? I shot those up 20 minutes ago, right in my butt cheek. I also drank a gallon of steroid concoction mixed cocktail less than 30 minutes ago. I am lit out of my brain. I'll be suspended by Sports Grid for up to 2 weeks by tomorrow morning. Chiefs, Ladarius Sneed says the team doesn't have enough money for him and Chris Jones. Somehow they'll find a way. We've got coverage of the Genesis because Carver High has a massive gambling problem. Pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training. I wish I was at spring training, drinking. Aaron Boone says the Yankees focuses on winning a championship. Isn't it that every year, Aaron? Garrett Cole says the Yankees as a group get injured too much. Gee, you think? Cashman says Juan Soto will test free agency after the season. Well, then it was a waste of time getting him if he's leaving after 1 year, isn't it? Corey Kluber is going to work for the Yankees as an advisor. Is that like being a consultant? We got odds to win the American League. Orioles, Kyle Bradish to miss the start of the season with a UCL sprain. Dave Roberts says the Dodgers have to prove it this year, just like every year. We got all the odds for baseball, Cy Young, divisions, you name it. Manfred is leaving in 29, thank God. And we got all the hockey from last night. Why in God's name does the NHL only have one hockey game tonight? There's nothing else going on. They should have had every team play. It's time for the touchdown.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Get the SportsGrid app. It's free. It's phenomenal. You can watch the network, listen to the network, follow your favorite host, get in-game odds and stories, videos, highlights, and egg and cheese sandwiches. It is unbelievable. Free. Trust me when I tell you, you are going to love it. I turn it on to everyone I meet, and sometimes it offends people. I try to turn it on to people even when they're driving vehicles. Like, I'm like, look at this when you're driving. Look, it's because I couldn't drive for, like, remember, Carver High, a month after the heart surgery. So the people would drive me around and go, hey, you see this app? While they're driving, the guy's like, I went the other day home from the airport. The guy was an hour late to pick me up after I flew home from Vegas. He speaks zero English. He's from China. My man is cool. Drives me every time. And I'm like, hey, do you like this app? He's in Suburban. Going over the swamps in Jersey. Also, I want to tell you about BetMGM. They're the greatest people ever. I love them so much because they give money out to people for no reason whatsoever. They just give money out to people. So here's the deal. If you sign up for their app on iOS or Android or BetMGM.com and open an account and bet $5 on anything, on whether or not Pharrell will cough 79 times today on the show, take the over. And even if you don't get it right, they're going to give you $150. Use the code SG150. And I've been voted best at doing freelance BetMGM commercials on the network for 4 years running now. And I've only been doing them for three. They gave me an extra year. I was so good at it. Corn dog. Carver High, I told you, I took a massive quantity of steroids before the show today.
Yeah, and that's okay. As long as whatever gets you through the 3 hours, that's all right. It's Friday. You're going to have some time to recover, although you're back in the mix tomorrow. In the afternoon, what do you got, Coach Young tomorrow for College Rock?
Four hours of Coach Young on Saturday, Sunday. Four with Ranieri. My man, Let's Joe Ranieri. Go. Do you know that's the first time I've actually ever hung out with Joe Ranieri as we were through all the people spitting and coughing and sneezing on us at the Sports Grid Network Studios during the Sunday Super Bowl special. We had gigantic ratings, and everyone that was in the room ended up with pneumonia.
Glad I had the early shift, that's for sure. We got a lot to do here on a busy Friday. The Big Cat's on the course, by the way. I'll keep you updated. Woods with a birdie on hole number one.
Whoa.
He's got to do a little work today to make sure that he's...
What about your boy Halitosis?
The hole-in-one for Willie Z earlier. Great shot. Rolled right on in there. So he's having himself...
They gave him and his caddy cars. They both got a brand new car.
I didn't know. Not every event obviously does that, but with the Genesis, of course, you got a car sponsoring the event this weekend. So sure enough, hole-in-ones get you new automobiles, and it's nice that they give the caddy one as well. That's a nice little touch because the caddy... A lot of times the caddy just doesn't get the same juice as everyone else. So it's nice to see the caddy get himself not as good a car, but he still gets a car. So the caddy still gets a little something that he gets to drive home in. Let's start today with the NBA because we are now officially into the All-Star break. After the three games last night, we have ourselves the All-Star game this weekend in Indiana, all the festivities, and we won't be back to regular season games until Thursday night. So we have a bit of a haul here. Let's talk about the three that ended it last night, including the Bucks, who were 14.5-point favorites on the road in Memphis. Memphis sucks all year, basically fielding a G League team out there. But if you don't try, Scotty, you lose. And that's exactly what happened to the Bucks last night in Memphis. They actually had the Rock down three in the final seconds, but they just couldn't get a decent chance off on TNT.
Now, though, 11 seconds, do you foul if you're Taylor Jenkins and not allow them an opportunity at a three? There's Lillard. He gets caught up at midcourt. The ball was tipped out to Lopez. 2 seconds, one. Lillard at the horn. No good. Memphis holds on. The Bucks don't get a clean attempt. The Grizzlies' defense stands tall.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think the Bucks are stale. I really do. Like, there is absolutely no reason to get excited about this team. They have Giannis, who's unstoppable, and they have Dame Time, who shoots the ball 35 times a night. He's just a complete ball hog. He pulls up from everywhere. I mean, this guy shoots from half court. And, to try to tie the game, he shot a 50-footer. I mean... I was watching him last night, and I know he had whatever what do you have, 24. And I was sitting there watching him last night, watching the game, and I'm like, he doesn't even matter anymore on this team. Like, it's like he's not even there. When he was in Portland, he lit it up every night and scored 35, 40, right? And at Milwaukee, it's just not working. And neither is Doc Rivers. I am not buying them at all for the Eastern Conference Finals at all. Boston will be there, and it's going to be the Knicks or somebody else. And I don't buy Philly either with that broken down JoJo. And I'll tell you what, Cleveland's a problem. They win, and Spoelstra always gets Miami ready. I am not buying the Milwaukee Bucks. They suck. Like, watching them, watch their games. You'll be like, God, are they sloppy. I mean, the only time they do anything is when Giannis has the ball, because all he does is drive and dunk. That's all he does. He's another one. They just give him the ball, and he scores every time. Nobody else on that team does jack. And they haven't realized yet that that big Galoof center it airs, you know, with the brothers, your boy Lopez, Brooke Lopez, washed now, too. He's washed. He's finished. And I, you know, Beasley, Crowder. Crowder sucks. He's moved around like a suitcase. That team sucks. I'm done. You can have them, Milwaukee. Go ahead. Go to your little Deer Park. Go make some more friends in Milwaukee, Carver High. You remember your buddy? He's working at our network now. You know what I said to somebody when I was at the Super Bowl? I swear to God. You ask your boy Myernick, and no one knows who I'm talking about. I walked up to him. I go, tell that little wussy that he'll get his ass beat. He's what, 5 foot tall, this little dude? You know what I would do to him? There. You know what I would do to that dork? I would smash his face in. You would roll over on him, and he'd die. If you dropped the people's elbow on that femme, it'd be all over. I said, Carver High and I are looking for him. Remember, you wanted to have a radio war? What we want to have is violence where we drop you and beat your ass. And then we'll see how much you talk, little femme lips. Carver High, I told you I'm on steroids today. I want to start a fight. Let's go. Get in the fight together. I stood up for you. I stood up for you. I said, Carver High would kick his ass 6 ways till Sunday. And if he don't do it, I will.
It just, even more so, like, they were 30-13 with the other guy. And they were so hot to get him out of there, right? Because he was, what, too tough on the players? The players, they're like, whatever situation was there. Well, they're 5-8 with this guy. So how'd that go? I mean, they're 5-8 with this dude since they brought him in, and they look absolutely miserable. I'll have to hold the doc for you for later. I'll play the doc after these next couple of guests, because that's a good one with Doc taking a little shot there. And we'll also get into the Warriors with a win over the Jazz last night. The T-Wolves beat Portland. We'll go through all of those things as we get into All-Star Weekend here, Scotty.
So we're going right into this. Like, I mean, we got Morenci, then we got Termini from Indy. I heard it was snowing there today in Indianapolis. I actually saw the snow.
Why do you have these events there? Like, have everything in Vegas.
It's going to snow here tonight. Overnight, we're going to get hammered on Swan Island.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, now, Morenci, you know I love razzing you on Sundays and having fun. Now, your boy, Mick Aussie, reached out to me with a story of the day you had some kind of golf tournament and all the sports ragers showed up to play golf with you and Cam, and you didn't wear a hat or sunscreen and got sunburned real bad. And he said that you were unable to go out that night due to you had like a sunburn.
I had sunstroke. Like beyond,
sunstroke. Sunstroke, like sun death stroke. Like couldn't even. Like,
you should have seen what Cam looked like, bro. You should have seen what Cam looked like. Like, Cam looked like the Cincinnati Red mascot, bro. Like, he was all crinkled. And like, yeah, bro, like, we had a Sports Rage Invitational. So I had a golf tournament, okay? And you should have seen the motley crew that showed up to this thing, bro. And it was one of those, like, was one of those deals, too. It was just, like, bright, hot, sunny day, Scott, right? Like, one of those just sort of, like, you know, like your eyes are like, you need the glasses. They're like, man, So, of course, it all started off, and we got, like, watermelons with vodka in them, and we're like, crushing things. It's so hot out, we're drinking warm beer. Warm beer in, like, carts. We're like, chuck, 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 chuck. You're like, got to drink it fast, man. It's effing hot, bro. Like, you know what I mean? So you're chugging stuff. We got lit up. None of us are wearing hats or golf gear or anything like that. Word of no lie, man. Like, I got sunstroke. Cam, like, nearly had to go to the hospital. One guy did have to go to the hospital. Like, we had a golf tournament where people ended up in the hospital. Not to mention the alcohol and, like, other things that were consumed, Scott, right, during the day. So, dude, I've never played golf since. It was like I climbed Mount Everest or something. I'm like, no, man, I'm not going. I'm never going on a golf course again. No, like, you know, like when you got the sunburn and you're cold and you're like, you're shaking and someone's like, bro, you got to go to the hospital. I'm like, no, we're watching a UFC card. It's the best, Scott. It's the best. There's these dudes. They came all the way from Newfoundland. All right. You know where Newfoundland is? It's where the freaking Titanic sank, bro.
It's by Yellowtail.
Yeah, it's like literally. It's literally like, oh, it's literally a rock in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean with icebergs around it. And the Titanic sank off the coast of Newfoundland, all right? You know what I'm saying? So these guys flew all the way from Newfoundland, big fans, buddy got, and there it's like raining and cold, man. They're not used to like July sun and stuff. Right. Dude ended up in the hospital, his buddy, and it was a UFC card that night. And I'll never forget, he goes, man, it's the biggest bet I've ever bet before on a fight. He put like $3,000 on it, and buddy got knocked out in like 10 seconds. I looked over. I said, I guess you're not coming to next year's tournament, huh? Never played again. I've never played golf again, Scott. I played mini putt. That's it. I swear to God, I've never been to a golf course since that day.
There is nothing worse.
I was sore. I pulled something. I was sunburned. I was like, I've never played golf again.
There's nothing worse than when you get sunburned so bad that you got the shivers.
Yeah, you're shaking. It's cold. And you put like the sheet over you and it hurts. Like anything hurts, you're like, oh, dude. I was like, all of us were drenched in aloe. We're like, I'm pouring aloe from my head. I'm rubbing all over myself. I'm walking around like for a week after, like, don't touch me, man. Like, don't come near me. Like.
So what? So you told me the other day that you bet heavily on the NBA All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm pissed off too about this. I threw this out earlier in the week, Scott. You like that? Yeah, it's a true story.
That's a great story.
It was a debacle. There's things that happen, too. There's things that happen, too, that we can't talk about on the air, like on the golf course and stuff. But the best is, like, we're playing for money, and Cam, like, buddy's like, pay up. And Cam's like, pay up for what? He goes, I got sunstroke. I can't even swing the club. He goes, we're not playing for real anymore. We're sick. It turned into like a big brouhaha. It was epic.
So I had a sports invitational. I had the Scarlets open in the Bahamas, and all the strippers came from Scarlets in Miami. And let's just say the Federales didn't like it in the Bahamas. They came running on the golf course to arrest everyone because everyone was naked. And I ran, and I drove, and I went to the airport, and I flew back to Miami, and I thought I was going to jail because it was all in my name, and everyone was naked. The Scarlets Open, Ranieri knows about that one, not having any. And then we did the Playboy Invitational out in Palm Springs. That didn't go over well either. All the naked playmates on the golf tees did not go over well with the Indians that own the land. They were very angry with Pharrell, but it was a lot of fun, especially the Playboy naked pillow fight at the pool, which I took my mother-in-law to. She was 105, and she loved it. All right, who are you betting on in Indianapolis I get fired?
Yeah, you're making me want to throw another golf tournament this summer. Taking all this talk, I'm like, damn, yeah. Another one of these things. You should probably have another one out here in Vancouver this time. See how it goes out here.
The Pain Day Open. The Pain Day Open.
Montreal, like you said, I've had some of those. We had one. It was another one years ago. The same thing. Like, we're lucky the cops didn't come. Like, basically, they hired a bunch of, like, dancer strippers, like, they were with us. And there was literally, like, a 19th hole, Scott. Like, basically, after, there was, like, a hotel on the property. I was like, what the hell is this? Like, you know what I mean? Our cart girls are hookers, essentially.
You're telling me
yeah, our cart girls are hookers.
The odds for the All-Star game. Immediately, oh, yeah. The red phone's on. The red phone's ringing.
Listen, Team Pau Gasol. Team Pau Gasol is going to win this tournament tonight. Lay the 6.5 in the first game. It's the first of 40 points. That's the target score. First of 40 in these two games. I tell you what, bro. Team Pau Gasol, they've got Victor Wembanyama. They've got Koulibaly, who's his French, his buddy and his teammate. You got Brandon Miller. You got Jabari Smith. They're built for like an all-star game. I think there's a reason why they're plus 120 only right now to win. And I think they're going to play Team Tamika. So look for Team Tamika to beat Team Jalen in the first game. Look for Team Pau to roll Team Detlef Schrempf. Team Detlef Schrempf, guys, is all G League players. It's all G League players. So the other teams are NBA guys, right? So they're going to be in tough, this team. That's why they're getting 6.5 points. But take the over 74.5 in Team Tamika, Team Jalen. Take Team Tamika to win the game. It's 2.5. Just take it on the money line. And Team Pau is going to roll Team Detlef Schrempf. We'll lay the 6.5 or put it in money line parlays. But we're going to go under the 73.5, Scott, because it's a target score. So I can see them winning like 40-30 or something like that. And it doesn't get to 74. I think the other game's going to be close. But I do like Team Pau Gasol to win the Rising Stars tournament tonight.
So tonight is all the young players playing, right, in this, where did you get all those
rookies and sophomores. Rookies and sophomores.
Rookies and sophomores. So Gasol's team is a bunch of NBA players, and the other team is G League guys?
No, so I'll rattle off fast. Team Pau Gasol, and they drafted, so there was a lottery drafted. All Victor Wembanyama's on Team Pau Gasol. Victor Wembanyama, Brandon Miller, Pozemski from the Warriors, Hawkes from the Heat, Jabari Smith from the Rockets, Wallace from Oklahoma City Thunder, and Koulibaly from the Washington Wizards. Team Tamika is Paolo Banchero, Jaden Ivey, Jalen Duren, Keegan Murray, Scoot Henderson, Keontae George, and Vince Williams Jr. Team Jalen is Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, Benedict Mathurin, Derek Lively, Jordan Hawkins, Walker Kessler, Jeremy Sohan. And Team Detlef is all G League guys.
Wow. So, and you think that Pau team's the best and not the team with Chet and them on it? You think the Pau team's the
Chet
best?
Chet is pretty. Yeah, come on, Scott. Listen, you got Victor Wembanyama in this free flow format. He's going to be blocking
shots. So it's like a Final Four? It's like a Final Four? They play each other, and then they play a final.
Yeah, but it's kind of luck of the draw because Team Detlef Schrempf is the weak one because they're all G League players. So Team Pau Gasol is playing them. So they're going to go to the final automatically. So Team Tamika, you know, is good. Banchero, Ivy, Duren, Murray, Henderson, George,
good.
And Williams. But they've got to beat Team they're going head-to-head here with Team Jalen. Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, Ben Mathurin, Sharp, Hawkins, Kessler, and Sohan. I think Team Tamika is better, Scott, than Team Jalen. So I think the final
tomorrow?
Being Team.
So tomorrow they got the 3-point shooting and the dunk and the Curry against Enescu.
Yes, sir. I want to get him waiting, Scott, for I want a handicap with Enescu, but I think she can hang with him. And I think at plus 265, she's worth a look. Maybe Curry gets cold. She can hit, 44% of her shots, bro. She's the real deal. So, at the plus money, it's come down, man. She was, plus 250 before. So, it's coming down right now. But I like this Toppin kid, bro. This kid lit it up at Kentucky with his athletic dunks. Mac McClung won last year, Scott. Is he really going to go back-to-back? It's very rare. There's only been four people have ever gone back-to-back in this thing before. So, I don't know if Mac McClung is going to be that guy. It was a nice story last year. He's a big favorite. I'm going to go with Jacob Toppin, Obi Toppin's younger brother. Explosive dunker. It'll be a great story that both brothers win.
And then what about
Beasley for the
Sunday,
3-point contest?
Over?
Give me
Sunday,
Beasley.
You over?
Dude, if you look at the roster, Scott, and I'm going to hammer this, the West is going to roll them, bro. the West is like, dude, they're going to kill them. And the number's going to go up too, guys. And projections all week with this all-star stuff. I told you to take a solid plus 175 earlier in the week, not my plus 120. The West rolls.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back on Coast to Coast. Let's go to Indy. Justin Termini of NBA Radio on Sirius XM is at the All-Star Weekend in Naptown, where it is snowing ass there today, and it's headed here to New York tonight. We're going to get it overnight. What's it like in Indy right now, Justin, with the weather? It's all going to go down, right? They're still going to get in those Rising Star games tonight, no problem.
I would assume that they're going to get them in. Maybe it impacts the amount of people that turn out for it. But it's snowing. It's not too hard. But that's still something you don't want to be able to, don't want to have to deal with. And I probably won't have to deal with it next year in San Francisco or the year after that when the game's in Los Angeles. But I'm dealing with it right now.
So tell me about all these teams. We were just talking about them with the Wemby team and Chet's team and all these four teams, the G League team. Tell me about some of these young kids that you're excited about watching tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to start with Chet and Wemby, right? Those are the two marquee names. And even there, there's a little bit of a gap in between it because, over the last couple of weeks, there's been people saying, well, you know, maybe Chet can win Rookie of the Year and he's the front runner. He's contributing to a winner. No, that's not the case. Chet's having a really nice year. Chet's fortunate to be in a situation where they're utilizing his skill and he can also win at the same time. Wembanyama is putting up historic numbers. He's doing it on a minutes limit. If he were to win Rookie of the Year right now, he'd do it on the second fewest minutes ever played by any Rookie of the Year winner in the past, because who knows, Popovich keeping them in a minutes limit for whatever reason it is, whether they're tanking and they don't want to win many games, and he's still putting up historic numbers. He's been absolutely fantastic. He's been living up to the hype that he got at the outset of the season when they're talking about him potentially being an all-time great. He's the easy vote. So you're going to keep your eye on him, Chet. There's been a little bit of bad blood between the two. That's a nice storyline. Paolo Banchero, who's actually also going to be an all-star here on Sunday in his second year, has been fantastic this year as well. And then a guy that kind of goes going under the radar, maybe for the generic NBA fan who's not a diehard, is Jalen Williams. He's also in Oklahoma City. He was the 12th pick last year. Probably the third best player in that draft last season, behind only Paolo and Chet. OKC might have got two of the top 12 players, three of the top 12 players in that draft last year, and that's one of the reasons they're dangerous this season.
I mean, I watched him the other night just absolutely go off. He had like whatever it was, 32, something like that, and they don't lose. They go wherever, and they end up with a dub, and Chet's on that team. He's a huge part of that team. They're so young and fun to watch with Shai Gilgeous. For Wemby, I don't care what anybody says, it's got to suck to go out every night and lose.
Well, I agree, and I think the Spurs have a responsibility to this guy like he is a LeBron James, like he is a Magic Johnson, a Larry Bird, because you go back and look, those guys didn't lose at this level, and one of the reasons they didn't lose at this level is because their organizations are making a cognizant decision to try and help them win games. They haven't been doing that in San Antonio. They're screwing around with the point guard and putting Jeremy Sohan there, who's really a forward. They didn't do anything in the offseason to get a veteran point guard when that should have been at the top of the list. They're putting this kid on a minutes restriction. They've made it very difficult. He shined despite them, not because of them. Popovich is one of the great coaches of all time. I think what he's done this year, borderline malpractice in how they've handled Wembanyama, and I'll give him a break maybe for 1 year. This offseason, they got to rectify it, make sure they take advantage of this kid's ability to be a win-now type of player.
How about that that arena floor at Lucas Oil? I saw the LED lights that they showed. That's going to be really amazing looking. I saw it flashing. It's kind of trippy. Have you seen it? What does it look like up close?
I have not seen it yet. The only floor I've seen up to this point, unfortunately, it was a pretty neat floor. It's you're flying into the airport, and they actually put up an entire basketball court in the airport. So I walked by that one. That was pretty cool. I tried to take a couple of shots. It's been a few years, so I didn't even hit the rim. But I'm looking forward to it because I'm hearing a lot about this one that's over at Lucas Oil.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, at one point I saw it. It was like bright red. I mean, crazy. The floor is like from another planet. It's not a normal basketball court at all. They're debuting it, and it's just whacked. It's out of this world, different and unique. So tomorrow you got all these skills. You got the three-point shot. You got the Curry and Enescu. And then you got the dunk contest. What are you anticipating for Saturday's festivities?
Well, I think the one everybody's looking forward to is the Steph against Sabrina Enescu, the WNBA player who set the record last year, I guess, for the three-point contest. We interviewed her yesterday. She confirmed with us she's actually going to shoot from the NBA line. So the slam dunk contest is hit or miss, right? Some years you get a great one, like you had a couple of years ago with Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon. I think this past year with Mac McClung was pretty cool. He's going to try and defend his title. But that's hit or miss. The three-point contest, we've seen that a million times before. We've never seen this Steph against Sabrina type of thing, so I think it adds a new wrinkle. And certainly there's going to be, I would say a lot of pressure on Steph to win the thing, because you know how social media is now, where you're going to get a lot of, how could you be the greatest shooter of all time and you lost to a woman? So I give Steph a lot of credit for going out there and putting his reputation on the line, because we see a lot of guys like LeBron who have never participated in a slam dunk contest because he's afraid of what it would do to his reputation. But we have Steph doing this, so I commend Steph for doing it.
So this guy shoots, he shoots balls from the runway into the locker room the entire length of the court and knocks it down. It's insane watching this guy shoot just for fun. And I think she's an incredible player, an incredible talent. I think she shoots as good as anybody, but nobody shoots better than that guy. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, so how am I going to sit here and pick Sabrina, okay, when Steph's, in my estimation, the greatest shooter of all time? And, like, if I said, all right, I'm picking Sabrina over Steph, that means I also have to pick Sabrina over, like, Larry Bird. I have to pick her over Ray Allen and Reggie Miller. All the respect to her, but, I'm going to go with Steph here.
So in the three-point contest, Damian Lillard is in it. And he's favored, and I sure hope he shoots better than he did last night. And recently, watching this guy chuck bricks for the Bucks, and watching that team bend over every night, and watching Doc Rivers never win, I got to tell you, that team is phony. I just do not believe they're winning anything this year. I don't care what anybody says. I love Giannis. He's unstoppable. But you can't tell me that Lillard has fit in there like he did in Portland, and he'd have 40 every night. This guy shoots 30 times a night and they can't win? Between the two of them, you have Dame Lillard and Giannis and they don't win? I mean, it's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, I agree. And I was on this pretty early where I said, I don't think, I fear, I would say in the Eastern Conference, if I'm the one seed and I'm the Celtics, I fear the Sixers with a healthy Embiid more, even though they failed constantly in the postseason. I fear the Knicks more. I fear Miami more, who doesn't take the regular season seriously, unfortunately. This team has major issues in their point of attack defense. Like I talked about it for years with the Celtics, right? More talented than Marcus Smart, guys like Kyrie Irving, guys like Kemba Walker, guys like Isaiah Thomas, they couldn't guard anybody, so they didn't get far in the postseason. You take Marcus Smart, he was less talented than those guys, but as soon as he got into the point guard position and you couldn't attack the weak point there, they got all the way to the NBA Finals and had their best teams. And I think it's the same thing here with Milwaukee. And you're right, Damian Lillard has been very disappointing. He's got a ton of pressure because he didn't have any when he was in Portland. Everybody let him get away with, hey, top 75 without ever proving anything in the postseason. Now you're playing next to one of the three best players in the sport, Giannis. You got to do your end of the bargain, and thus far he hasn't defensively, and even more surprisingly, as you mentioned, offensively.
I got to tell you, like, from deep he's been off, and then when he drives and gets layup kisses, I don't have a problem with that. That's what he's been doing. He's been missing so much from outside. He took his game to the 10, and he's been getting layups because he's still got that step, and he can get past the defender and get to the 10. There's no doubt about it. Now, out west, I got to ask you, Harden has made the Clippers so much better. It's freed up Kawhi, PG. Zubats is a freak. I like everything about that team except the fact, and even their coaching, I love Lou. And I loved him the other night when he was looking for the ref and he wanted to beat up the ref after the game. I like everything about that team except the black cloud diner that is James Harden in the postseason. Every team he's on goes down hard in the playoffs. He never wins anything. What is the problem with this guy in the postseason when he's so great in the regular season? I don't care what anybody says. The guy never gets it done.
No, I agree with you. Now, I think this is the perfect team for him, right? Because now, you know, and this shouldn't be the case because you had Daryl Morey a couple of years ago. Now, I don't agree with Morey's assessment, but he said he was the greatest offensive player of all time, right? And if you're the greatest offensive player of all time, you should be able to be the number one on a playoff team that goes deep into the postseason. Not only right. can Harden not be the number one, he can't be the number two. He's proven that because he played with the MVP last year and they fell flat on their face. But he can be the number three, and this is the first time where he goes into a postseason, and he's their third scoring option. So if he disappears again, guess what? You still have Kawhi. You still have Paul George. That's why I think this team, like you just said, is set up to make a deep run. It's because they're protected against Harden struggling and not showing up in the postseason because they got two players that are better than him. He's never played with two players that are better than him.
So Minnesota, Oak City, all great. Clippers. But all of them never do a thing in the postseason, ever. Is it still Denver's world? Is it Phoenix with those big three, with KD clicking, with Beal and Book? When they're clicking, they know how to play ball, no questions asked. Do you buy the young teams in the West to get it done or to fold up shop in the playoffs because they don't have the experience?
Yeah, I think there's a gap between the Clippers, who we just discussed, and Denver, who, you know, isn't as good as last year. A lot of their role, like Jokic has been as good. Jamal Murray hasn't been great like he was in the postseason, but he's been the same as he was in the regular season last year. Aaron Gordon's taken a little bit of a step back. Contavious Caldwell-Pope, Michael Porter Jr., and then clearly losing Bruce Brown has an impact. But I still think come postseason time, it's Clippers and Denver in the top. And then we got questions after that, like Minnesota. We talked to Chris Finch, their head coach, today. I think they could make the conference finals. I think they could also lose in the first round. I don't trust their late-game offense. Anthony Edwards is a fantastic player, but he's got to grow and learn from mistakes. Just as Jason Tatum has the last couple of years, where he wasn't ready right away. He's got to learn in big spots. He'll get there someday. Not sure yet. Same thing with Oklahoma City. We've just never seen a team this young make a deep run. This is a team that doesn't have a postseason experience. Now you're asking them to beat the Clippers. You're asking them to beat Denver, get to the finals, get to the conference finals. I don't see it, even though they're going to be dangerous in the future.
The Dubs have been playing great lately. They got another one last night, and the real story was Klay Thompson, who's been benched. He's now coming off the bench, and he didn't like that, but he wasn't a D about it. He just came out and did his job and busted off a 37-piece. What did you think of his performance last night?
I thought it was fantastic, and I also liked the fact that you said he handled it the right way, because we see Russell Westbrook, who initially in Los Angeles, meeting with the Lakers, couldn't handle it. Carmelo Anthony's career ended in part because he didn't know how to handle going to the bench. Allen Iverson's career was over pretty quickly because he didn't handle it. You got Klay Thompson, who, by the way, his resume is a lot better than most of those guys that I mentioned, and he's willing to take a back seat for a team that's the 10th seed right now in the conference. I think it tells you a lot about Klay. And I think it was right. Last year, there were some people that were saying he should have been on the bench. I did not agree with that. But now this year, I think that it was the right time to make the move. And listen, they've been one of the better teams here since Draymond got back from suspension. I don't think they're going to be a team that wins the championship, but certainly a team that can maybe win around.
Justin Termini at the All-Star Weekend in Indy. Fantastic stuff, bro. I'll take the West on Sunday and the game and the over, as always. Keep kicking ass on SiriusXM, brother. Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Cover High, let's listen to Doc Rivers after his team laid an egg last night.
Yeah, obviously not a great performance by the Bucks. Very lackadaisical in Memphis. Doc giving them the business afterwards.
First play, we gamble for the 50th time in the corner. Guy drives. We have to help. Leads to a three. We come back in this on our set. Two guys forget what we're running. Then we miss the shot, and then nobody gets back. That's how we start out the third quarter. That tells you all you need to know about where our heads were. You know, we had some guys here, and we had some guys in Cabo.
Well, I love Cabo.
Cabo's great.
I told my son, listen, he said, I'm coming home for spring break. I'm like, go to Cabo. Why would you come back here to this hellhole? Go to Cabo.
Nobody wants to be here. Nobody wants to be here. Let's be fair.
Ever.
You mentioned the Bucks signed Danilo Gallinari. Good luck with that. Warriors beat the Jazz 140-137. Another time we had a team with the ball, chance to tie late last night. Colin Sexton, wasn't going to happen. NBA TV.
For this final possession before the All-Star break. I'm going to see some switching here. Sexton takes a step to his left.
What a look.
That ball looked like going down the barrel, and the Jazz battle with all their heart, but come up short.
Yeah, it was 35 for Thompson, not 37, but that's a hell of a game. He was 13 of 22 from the floor, hit 7 threes, 2 of 2 from the line in 28 minutes. He's now coming off the bench after over 700 and then some starts in a row for the Dubs. It had to be a difficult decision for Steve Kerr to sit down that guy.
It certainly did. I do have a clip of Clay. I mean, even after scoring 35, I didn't think he looked too thrilled about it even after the game. Fucking after.
Oh, he's not happy, but he was pretty class.